Texte numéro 6. Artist Tino Siegel. Human interaction has become much more palpable. Tino Siegel's work is designed to leave no footprint. The London-born German-Indian artist wants nothing of those moments left behind. He is the Instagrammer's nightmare. He has created some of the most affecting exhibitions of the past decades. For The Progress, he filled the spiral of the Guggenheim Gallery in New York with interpreters, children to octogenarians, who, following a set of rules, engaged visitors in suddenly intimate conversation. In 2012, at Tate Modern's Turbine Hall, he populated the vast space with a choreographed shoal of 70 local storytellers, who buttonholed visitors to impart secrets. Many people stayed for hours, as if at the party they had always dreamed of. As an artist of conversation, of surprising human engagement, Siegel, 45, feels like the perfect post-lockdown choice for the annual summer exhibition at the stately gardens of Blenheim Palace. He is assembling his show with a troupe of locally recruited participants, people selected on the basis that they seem measured and profound and enjoy singing. Siegel suggests he was attracted to do this project by the promise of a new, large audience of country house day trippers. As an experimental artist, he says, the danger is always ending up in a Kunsthalle in Scandinavia and have 60 people visit per day. At some point, you're like, what am I doing here? He hopes that the work will have something to say about the ways in which we re-emerge into more social worlds. The materiality of human interaction, he suggests, is something palpable, much more palpable after the lockdowns. I remember my first in-person meetings and I'm like, what is this? I can almost feel the kind of energetic exchange between souls that was happening when you actually meet somebody. I thought it reaffirmed what I'm doing. He talks about the interactive scenes he creates in terms of algorithms, the rules he establishes that the participants will follow. He refuses any written documentation of those rules. When he sells his work, contracts are only ever verbal agreements of what will be involved. He likens the parameters he creates to the rules of games. Sports have that kind of balance, very simple rules that allow the whole complexity of life to show itself, like in a tennis match. Siegel's work, this variation, for example, involved 12 performers singing and dancing in the dark. It took him 6 years to establish the rules that would make it a game that people might enjoy playing over time, because otherwise it would become too chaotic. For example, in football, the offside rule is a balancing rule. Without it, the whole thing would fall out of balance. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2021.